To make sure millions of people are getting paid on time and in compliance, ADP is staying on top of each new piece of legislation. So when it comes down to it, ADP isn't just a payroll and HR company. We're the company that helps you navigate complexity. Learn more at ADP.com.
Here's your money briefing from Monday, November 9th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. Cities and states' ability to fund health care benefits for retirees took a major hit during the 2008 recession. And just as they were getting back on their feet, the pandemic came along with a 1-2 punch. As the cost of insurance soars, that's forcing further cutbacks to health care plans that municipalities promised to retirees.
What we've seen with COVID is a lot of states not having any sort of revenue coming in from taxes and tourism, which has made things really hard.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Logan Moore. Coming up, she'll explain what states are doing to replace health benefits and what it means for retirees. That's after the break.
News, laws, and regulations are changing by the day. We get it. It's hard to stay on top of it all. That's why ADP is here to guide you with up-to-the-minute compliance expertise to help you navigate these complex times so you can pay your people accurately and on time, regardless of changes in legislation. When you rely on us for payroll and HR, you're trusting us to help you take care of your people. It's what we've been doing for over 70 years, and that's not about to change. ADP, HR talent, time, benefits, and payroll, informed by data and designed for people.
Steep revenue declines are forcing municipalities to make tough financial decisions. That includes the question of paying into funds for health care that's been promised to retirees. To explain what's going on, I'm joined by the Wall Street Journal's Logan Moore. Logan, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So how bad has it gotten for states that have to pay into coffers that essentially fund retiree health benefits?
It's gotten really hard. Recently, we've seen record revenue declines that are pressuring cities and states to reduce healthcare benefits for retirees. And it varies from state to state, but some of them have eliminated these benefits entirely or have offered some sort of stipend instead.
And a lot of states have barely gotten back on their feet following the last recession.
Yeah, that's right. And now what we've seen with COVID is a lot of states not having any sort of revenue coming in from taxes and tourism, which has made things really hard. So there were 17 states as of December 2019 that haven't accumulated any assets to pre-fund additional benefits like healthcare. And only 3 states have funded ratios for these types of healthcare benefits that are above 75%. That is the amount of money that a fund has that is available for people to receive these benefits. So a funded ratio above 75% is typically considered pretty good. That means that there's a 75% chance that that state will be able to pay its retirees the benefits that it has promised them.
So how would that affect the healthcare coverage that retirees get?
A lot of things that I've seen in my reporting have been related to people who actually find their own insurance on the marketplace because they aren't really satisfied with the benefits being offered as they've been adjusted over time, or the stipend just isn't enough for them to, you know, take care of themselves or the rest of their families.
Now, a little earlier, you mentioned health stipends as sort of a replacement for benefits that states are putting into place. Can you tell me more about what that is?
If we use the Ohio Police and Fire Pension Fund as an example, they used to offer what we would call a group health care plan, in which they sort of negotiated with a broker to set plans in place about what sort of benefits would be offered and where retirees could go to get medical care. And so instead, they have eliminated that and instead put in place a stipend in which retirees receive a check monthly so that they have the opportunity to go out and purchase these plans themselves on the open marketplace rather than have it planned out by the fund.
How have all these changes forced workers to kind of modify their plan for retirement?
Yeah, it's been really challenging for some people. I actually spoke to a retired firefighter in Canton, Ohio, who had said that, you know, if he wasn't qualifying for Medicare next year, he would have had to work a lot longer. He retired back in 2013. I also spoke with a teacher in Ohio who is part of the state retirement teachers fund. And he had also said that if his fund hadn't still been providing these benefits, he would have had to be a teacher until he was at least 65 and he qualified for Medicare, which is a pretty old age to be a teacher.
And then what does that mean for retirees that don't qualify for Medicare?
For the retirees that don't qualify for Medicare, a lot of them are now being forced to go out onto the open marketplace and find plans on their own, which it might be good, it might be bad, depending on their plans and whether or not they have dependents. But for some people and most of the people that I've spoken to, it's been pretty challenging.
Right. And, you know, the cost of health insurance is not getting any cheaper.
Right. And so along with, you know, a decrease in tax revenue and tourism for state governments, we've also seen a continual rise in healthcare within the last couple of years. And so it looks like, you know, it could increase even an additional 4% in 2020, with the cost of an employer plan could rise to $7,470.
So how does this change in the financial situation for cities and states draw a distinction between the municipalities that pre-fund healthcare benefits and those that don't?
A couple of funds that I had talked to made it very clear that the healthcare often doesn't have as many legal requirements to fund as much as the pension does. So a lot of times states are required to pay into their pension fund first, and healthcare kind of takes the back seat or kind of becomes the second priority because it isn't legally required. In some states, we see, you know, these things being required as far as healthcare goes, but it really varies from state to state. But from some of the funds that I talked to, they are able to still afford healthcare, like the state teachers retirement system in Ohio, because of some of their investment allocations. They still remain a little bit more aggressive than other funds.
All right, that's the Wall Street Journal's Logan Moore. Logan, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.